This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
See, I told you Colin wasn't listening when I gave that talk about just waiting a second before you talk, right? So Colin, a little hint, so it might say 38 minutes, 45 seconds, but that doesn't include any music. We're not going to play any more songs. We're done with songs. Just picture her up. We've played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tracks. So you do the maths. Sorry if I sound condescending.
We should wrap that up then.
Well, if you think that's a good idea, unless you want to play a whole heap more music.
Just listen to me, I'm just going to wrap that.
Listen to me, he says. Listen to me.
Can you do it again smoothly or?
What? From how far back?
From the bit where we said good afternoon, welcome to Expanding Horizon.
Expanding Horizons.
All right, good afternoon and welcome to Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9. It's a new year, but it's the same old sass from me.
I was listening to that and thinking, ooh, lucky we were in lockdown when that was recorded.
Yeah,
couldn't reach out and grab you.
That's right, throttle me by the neck.
That's right.
Which is your New Year's resolution, not to do that.
Less throttling of Stew by the neck. That's my New Year's resolution.
It's been a good summer so far.
That's right. And I've survived. I've kept my New Year's resolution, but we'll see what the next 55 minutes hold.
That's right, in the next 50-odd shows this year.
Yeah, that's right.
Because at the end of last year, we passed 300.
We did, didn't we?
Yeah, we raised our bet.
Yeah, to the stands. And there's only been a few people who've ever scored 300 in cricket.
That's right.
Don Bradman was one of them, I think. Mm. Anyway.
And those people in the stands, they gave us some fingers back, didn't they?
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
They raised some fingers.
They raised some fingers.
Anyway.
They're applauding us. Applauding us.
Enough cheesy banter.
That's right. Last week's show, Stu.
Well, we had the lads in here, didn't we?
Barbad.
Yeah.
The Persian group.
And that was cool.
Tell you what, cool. I've been hard out listening to Persian music ever since.
Have you?
It's been fantastic.
You've been
right?
Converted.
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful. It's wonderful, you know. And
I think you're just attracted to the belly dancers.
Yeah, that's what happens, right? You're on YouTube, you're listening to that, on the suggestions, you're going, there's a belly dancer on that one. Let's have a look at that one. So I'm just saying Rastak, not Rastak, that's the band I was listening to. Just saying Barbad next time you come. Bring some accompaniment with you. Accompaniment.
Well, there were some accompaniments.
Yeah, yeah.
In the form of instruments, right?
Yeah, yeah, that, a lot of that.
Every sort of instrument you could imagine.
Yeah, lots of stringed instruments. Mm. Now, if you want to listen to that show, you can go onto plainsfm.org.nz and look up Expanding Horizons, and lots of our shows are on there, aren't they, Stu?
They are.
Including that one. And there was some... I'm just going to say, the last song they played, I think it was the Afghani song.
Mm.
How good was that? I can't remember the name of it. My gosh. Yeah. That intro bit was worth the price of admission on its own.
Yeah, really, really good.
Yeah,
really,
it was wonderful. Good. They were a good bunch of guys as well. So, yeah, get on to that. And if they're out there playing around the town, you should definitely go and see them, I'd say.
Yeah.
Because they'd be well worth seeing live.
You can catch them just about everywhere. There's a cultural festival and also at some fashion parades.
Yeah, and fashion parades, yeah. Just look up the Barbad Ensemble. That'd be good.
On Facebook, right?
On Facebook, yeah. Hey, this week, right, we are doing a part two from a show that we did in November, right?
Yeah, we're crossing the ditch.
Yeah.
To see what the scene was like there, right?
In the early 80s. Mm. I remember it fondly and favourably.
Of course you did, because you had a Paisley shirt and some Paisley pants.
Oh, I didn't have Paisley pants, no, but I had a Paisley shirt, actually, Stu. So,
they never go out of fashion, actually.
No, and a lot of people keen on a Paisley tie, although I've never, I don't think I've ever owned a Paisley tie.
I don't know about that.
No, but my Paisley shirt was advisably, shouldn't have worn it, but anyway.
No, because you blended into the wallpaper.
Yeah, sure. That's right.
You got to be careful with that. That's why modern house design and interior design is good, because it's mostly just white.
Yeah, that's right.
So anything goes.
That's right.
Unless, even if you're wearing white.
Yeah, because your whites is never as white as the wall.
No, that's
but, cause, anyway, so, yeah, back in November we did the Paisley Underground, right?
Yeah.
Paisley Underground show, and so that was centred largely, I think, on the west coast of the United States in the mid-80s to the 90s. Around that same time in Australia, they had a kind of Paisley garage rock kind of revival. And when you think about it, early 80s, it was only 20 years pre-hence that it was big in the, you know, the Paisley was the big in the US and the UK. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you think about the Who, you know, they went from the from their mod attire and they did their Paisley bit, didn't they?
Yeah.
You see them in a lot of ill-advised Paisley shirts. But anyway, and we're not talking about Bob Paisley either, are we?
No, we're not.
I just threw that one in just for you Liverpool fans out there. It's full. Thought we might be talking about Bob, but we're not.
No, we're not.
Anyway, so yeah.
He is underground, but it's a bit bad taste.
Yeah, that is bad taste. But, so yeah, there was a whole big garage rock Paisley revival in Australia. And some of the bands went on to become bigger and burst out of the scene to cross over. And I might talk a bit about that a bit later. But, anyway, so we play some tracks.
Yeah, we need to get into it because we've got about 11 that we hope to get through.
Right.
So we'll work down the list. So
we can do sets of three, can't we?
Yeah, we can. So we'll start with The Moffs and Another Day in the Sun, which is quite apt for summer. And you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9. We'll be right back.
Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
Button up your shirt and tie up your shoes. Get set for embarrassment. We've got nothing to lose or win, but for that matter, nothing left to say. Just a set, throw away people, throwing away, throw away day. In this sweltering heat, in which other people delight, I put on my overcoat and try and sweat the evil out of all my life. I'm sick to death, I'm so sick of life. I'm sick of doing, I'm sick of saying what other people might. I feel like I've been bottled, given my number before my race is run. Running with just a homespun collection, white noise reruns. But ladies and gentlemen, some things are better left unsung. So here I St. Kilda without being asked to score or shuffle, walk a waddle with lies in the back of my head. I'm dreaming of salvation, scampering from the dead. But ladies and gentlemen, some things are better left unsaid. My number before my race is run. Running with just a homespun collection of white noise reruns. But ladies and gentlemen, some things are better left unsaid.
Live on Expanding Horizons. We'll be right back.
Stu and Cole on Expanding Horizons. We're an eclectic mix.
Yes, we are an eclectic mix, and you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9 with Stu and Cole, and today we're doing the Aussie version of the Paisley Underground, and we just had three tracks. That was The Stems with The Grooviest Girl in Town. That was groovy too.
It was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good. And before that, Mad Turks from Istanbul, which with Given My Number, and before that, The Moths with Another Day in the Sun, and you're going to talk a little bit more about a couple of those, Cole.
Yeah, well, the Mad Turks from Istanbul, who later changed their name to just the Mad Turks. I think I was saying to you off air, a lot of these bands were an album, maybe two albums and a few singles in length, you know, like their careers. And I remember seeing the Mad Turks as a support act, and I think they were supporting the church down on on the Gold Coast. I can remember sitting in, I can remember what the room looks like, I just can't remember the venue name. And they played that track, and it just blew me away, right? I was just, wow. I could not get over how simplistic that track was. And it just captured me, Stu.
Right.
And then it was a B-side.
We did a show on B-sides.
We did two shows. Yeah. And so Given My Number was a B-side. I can't remember the name of the single, but that was a B-side. And
right.
Also The Stems.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic band out of Perth, right? And would have liked their first album, the Rosebud Hoax, I think it was called,
right?
And would have gone largely unknown, I think, across the general populace if they had not have appeared on the soundtrack to the movie that Yahoo Sirius made. Oh, what was it called? Albert. Something about there was an Australian version of an Albert Einstein. I'll have to think of the name.
Oh yeah, I know the one you mean.
You know the one?
Yeah.
Yeah, he lives out in the Tasmanian bush.
Yep.
And they were on that, right? And so were the Saints, come to think of it. And I think they were doing Love at First Sight or something like that. So, you know, there's a whole load of that crossover. You know, Stu, when sorry, go on.
No.
When a band, you know, there's a whole scene and there's some amazing bands who do amazing work, you know, like the albums are great and the singles are great, just get overlooked, right? And suddenly someone in the know puts them into a soundtrack. It's the same as Quentin Tarantino does it all the time, right?
Yeah.
He has a very wide and eclectic knowledge of music, right? And suddenly puts these bands into, or tracks into, movies, and you go, wow, like the 5, 6, 7, 8s, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there'll be a whole group of people who know them, but largely they're unknown, right? And then he puts them in, and people go, oh, you know, have you heard this band? Yeah, I've heard them, and I've seen them when you were busy seeing someone else.
That's right. Or he revitalizes some music from the past.
He does, doesn't he? Yeah.
And Jackie Brown was quite big on that.
Yeah.
But even Pulp Fiction, right?
I think.
Well, even Reservoir Dogs with Little Green Bag.
Yeah, and Stuck in the Middle with You.
Mm.
When that, like, you never heard that on the radio,
no,
right?
No.
And then it was in that movie, and suddenly it was everywhere, and I'm like, really?
Yeah.
You know? And so, The Stems, I think that was their kind of their popular moment when they were in that movie.
Mm.
Young Einstein. But seriously, The Rosebud Hoax, great album. They were seriously good, The Stems, you know. Mm. Tasmanian 2 is amazing.
Right.
And but yeah, you can hear that organ in it, right?
Very Doors-ish.
It is very Doors-ish, yeah. And
Doorsy,
maybe, yeah. And I was going to say, when we did the Paisley Underground show, we would have talked about the influence of bands like The Doors, The Velvet Underground, The Byrds, on all of that scene in the United States for the Paisley. And Australia was doing the same.
Yeah.
So, right, we've got some more.
Let's do some more. So we're going to do the James Baker Experience.
All right.
With I Can't Control Myself. And
we'll talk about that later.
Sure. And you're at Expanding Horizons.
You're the girl who's just standing there. Yellow kept slacks in
Expanding Horizons.
I can still recall the time she said she was always mine, and she lived as people do and forget what we've been through. It's not that she's gone away.
Not after your love on Expanding Horizons, but we'll take a like. Check us out on Facebook.
Custom juice with slits in the sides. So still in the same opinions when I've ruined it, grow.
chestnuts running in their veins. Doctors love to think of themselves as wealth and success. It's bound to be a builder in your gavel whack. All men in Aldrin is the problem's going up. I just can see one talking about acting wings with indignation.
Expanding Horizons, doing it live, 96.9 FM.
Yes, we do the show live every Saturday between 3 and 4, and it's replayed after dark on a Thursday night from 9 until 10, and it would be good listening this week, Cole.
Yeah, some good stuff on this, Stu.
Yeah, yeah. So that was Porcelain Bus. You would have driven the Porcelain Bus before.
Yeah, that's right, driven the Porcelain Bus a few times.
With indignation. And before that, your favourite, the Hoodoo Gurus, with I Want You Back.
From their first album, Stone Age Romeo.
And then we experienced the James Baker experience with I Can't Control Myself.
Yeah, I had the T-shirt of that Stone Age Romeo. It's great.
Right.
It's great, that album. And so James Baker, that single, I don't know if he ever released another single, James Baker Experience. That was on Red Eye Records, and the B-side of it is an awesome song called Born to be Punched. And but I was saying to you off air, right, so that was a cover of the Troggs classic, and which was banned by the BBC for the line where it said your slacks are low and your hips are showing. So too suggestive for the BBC, right, in the 60s.
And if you go back in time, we did a show on Banned by the BBC.
We did do that. So right,
check our archives out for that one, because that's quite good.
So James Baker was the drummer with the Hoodoo Gurus and drummed on Stone Age Romeos, and then left them.
Right.
And good on you, James, because then they become some monolith of mediocrity doing, you know, songs that are liked and loved by the rugby league watching crowd. So that says it all, doesn't it, really? And, so Stone Age Romeo is great. And then the Porcelain Bus with Indignation. Mm. And I was going to say to you, so largely in the 80s, if you wanted that kind of paisley garage rock experience, there was only a few labels in Australia, but they were quite prolific. So Citadel, which was out of Melbourne, Citadel Records, they produced a lot of bands. They had a really good stable of great garage kind of paisley bands.
Right.
Greasy Pop Records, I think they were out of Adelaide, and I think later we'll play the Wet Taxis. And they were on Greasy Pop Records. And, of course, Red Eye Records, that was James Baker.
Right.
So, but a lot of what you've heard today were on the Citadel label.
Right.
And Take Everything, Leave Nothing is a double album of Citadel bands, which is a compilation, which is really worthwhile. If you can track Take Everything, Leave Nothing, track it down, it's really good.
Yeah. Sounds good.
And so a lot of these, Stu, I've got on vinyl, including that wonderful Take Everything, Leave Nothing.
Of course you have.
And I have a lot of them on 7-inch as well.
Right, and so you've still got them.
Still got them, and they're still in mint condition, yeah.
Nice.
So that's always good. Yeah, something to pat myself on the back about.
Right? Well, let's do some more then.
Right, yeah.
So we're going to do the Lime Spiders.
Out of Brisbane.
Yep, and also Out of Control, and you're on Expanding Horizons.
Expanding Horizons, offering an eclectic mix for the discerning listener.
Washing over me every night. I sail on my own across the ocean to my secret home. Why so long, sunshine fire? The moon's almost gone. No one asleep, I see all that's going on. I travel and travel, then look back. The ocean behind me is waiting to black. Space driven in, it's never alone. No,
expand your horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
Inspiration, I knew you'd find me crying. Tell those girls with rifles for minds that their jokes don't make me laugh. They only make me feel like dying in unguarded moments. So long, long between mirages,
I knew you'd find me drinking. Tell those men with horses for hearts that they're jacks. Don't make me bleed. They only make me feel like shrinking in unguarded moments. Without a meaning, I knew you'd find me leaving. Tell those friends with cameras for eyes that their hands don't make me hang. They only make me feel like breathing in unguarded moments. In unguarded moments. In unguarded moments. Unguarded moment. In an unguarded moment. In an unguarded moment. In an unguarded moment.
Music, interviews, and banter on Expanding Horizons.
And we have all of that and more on Expanding Horizons.
Much more.
And that was The Church with The Unguarded Moment. And before that, Wet Taxis with Sailor's Dream. And before that, Lime Spiders Out of Control. And we're doing the Paisley Underground, the Aussie edition.
Yeah. I was just going to say, the Lime Spiders, you ever get a chance to have listened to their track Slave Girl? That is awesome as well. The Church, what can be said about them? How good were The Church?
Mm-hmm.
That is off their debut album, Off Skins and Heart. I know people quite like Under the Milky Way, which is one of their later tracks, and it's great. But for me, Unguarded Moment is the one.
Right.
That and I'm Almost With You from Blurred Crusade.
Right.
They were great. Marty Wilson Piper, you are one great guitarist, man.
If you're listening.
Yeah. If you're out there, Marty Wilson Piper, give me a call, man, because I'd love to have a chat to you because you're awesome. But, The Church, I saw them on the Gold Coast. They were well worth it.
Right.
They were worth the price of admission. Right. We've got two more tracks, don't we?
Yeah. So we're going to play them.
Do it.
Because we organised them.
Yeah. Do it.
All right. So this is the Trilobites with Venus and Leather. Leather?
And Leather.
Let's get it out.
Just like Expanding horizons.
Well, I know what you've been talking about, the things that I said. It really doesn't matter what I say anyway. And I think that you should understand the word gets around. You've been talking around.
Horizons, offering an eclectic mix for the discerning listener.
Yes, if you're a discerning listener, then you've enjoyed today.
Yeah, it's been some catchy tracks.
Yeah, that was the Hummingbirds with Word Gets Around, and before that, the Trilobites with Venus in Leather.
The Hummingbirds from their album Love Buzz.
Right.
Which is pretty great, pretty catchy, catchy.
Yeah, all of it's
been great. A lot of things have been catchy,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Good stuff. Some of it might even make the spa list.
Woo-hoo.
Now that I'm back in the spa.
Back in the spa. Back in the swing of things.
What I was missing in my life.
Yeah, that's it. There's a big gap. it was spa-sized.
It was.
Anyway, probably time.
It is time that we got up.
Got down.
And got outside.
And we'll see you later.
See you later. Bye.